The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
This is what I've been seeking all my life, and it took spending a year with you to realize this destiny. A destiny that's always been mine.
You are quite insane, you wretched girl. I see I wasted my efforts on you. I even thought you could come to serve me faithfully, willingly someday. But now I see how truly feeble you are.
You may mock me now, but soon you'll see just what you've led me to.
What are you talking about, girl?
In the year I spent with you, I was able to look over the ancient texts you were hiding.
You what?
Oh, yes. I found them. I found them and studied them, as well as the old maps within. While you were searching for the secret chamber of Mancala, I discovered something else. Something more. This chamber. The lost temple of Laniera.
What?
That's right, Borsch. We are not standing within Mancala's Chamber of Power, but in Laniera's Chamber of Enchantment. When I place my medallion within this slot, I will have her power, and her soul will again be released within me.
Again? What does she mean, Doctor?
I think she refers to our stop on Lexos. It's a story for another time. Right now, we must stop this, if we can.
No one can stop it. Time, lords. The time of arising is now.
No. Stop, or I will shoot you, Armada.
I have been touched by Laniera. Your primitive weapons can't harm me.
We shall see.
Borsch! No!
Doctor Who, Purity, Part 6, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Where have you been, Dara?
Making plans.
What is that supposed to mean?
Things are changing here on Tria, Mother. Or hadn't you noticed?
Do you mean that you are responsible for all this?
It's hard to imagine, Time Lord, that someone other than a Gallifreyan can hatch cunning schemes.
You are pathetic, Dara. I can't believe I gave birth to a sniveling insect like you.
I am what you made me, Mother. And now you will pay for every indignity you have ever inflicted upon me, upon our entire family.
It was you. You were the one who hired the assassins to try and kill me.
And you're just figuring that out. And you call me pathetic.
There is more dignity in this man's right hand than in your entire being, Dara.
You dare to put a Time Lord above me, the next king of Tria. That is the ultimate blasphemy, and the final indignity you shall ever inflict upon our world.
You killed them.
They were going to kill you, Thena. I had no choice.
Yes, I know.
Thena?
I know he was rotten to the core, but he was still my son.
I understand. We have much in common, Queen Thena. And now we have a common cause. We both have seen that there are many changes occurring within our cosmos. Gallifrey was once a strong empire. We held such power, but now... Now my people sit with their hands in their laps like crippled old men and women. You were right to question whether we were capable of protecting Tria and the systems in our region of space. But let me assure you, Gallifrey shall rise again, and our worlds will be more mighty than they have ever been. Won't you continue to ally yourself with us, with me, Queen Thena?
We will talk, Lord Haenas. I will tell you about the connection between Tria and the Harbin Imperium, and then we will fight them together.
Then come, Thena. Take my hand and let us begin.
Well, well, well. So we find ourselves locked up together, Armenia. Isn't this one for the record books?
We may have a common problem, but that does not mean we have a common cause.
Did I say we did?
What do you want, Julia?
The same thing I've wanted for the past 5 years, Dalto. Your head on a pole.
It is something you will never have. Forget this foolish vendetta of yours. You are nothing but a common criminal, a mercenary. You're not even a successful mercenary. I understand you were robbed by space pirates recently. That, in my eyes, makes you rather weak and pathetic.
At least I don't get my jollies by watching alien races kill each other while I rob them of their collective wealth.
It is simply a very profitable business enterprise. Something you would know nothing about.
You know, my ethics may be questionable at times, but you're just a snake in the grass, Dalto. A slimy, stinking snake. Do you know what happens to a snake when its head has been chopped off? It writhes and wriggles and eventually just dies. That's what's going to happen to you one day.
Perhaps so, but not by your hand.
I owe you, Dalto. You're going to pay for what you did to our mother.
Never mention that woman to me again, little girl, or it will be the last thing you ever utter.
All right, you lot, you've been freed. Now you can either take up your arms and help us to fight, or you can get your reamers off this world. Your choice.
Well, if it isn't young Mr. Stryker.
Now isn't this ironic, Delta? Imagine me saving your hide.
Irony is lost on Armenia here. I suggest you save your breath.
What's it going to be, Delta? You leaving Tria, or are you going to help us fight?
Where's Haenas?
The world is coming apart at the seams, and all he can think about is business as usual.
Some things never change.
Out of my way, boy. I will find Haenas myself.
Well, I guess gratitude was too much to expect.
Did you expect any from him?
Not really, no.
Good. You'd never get it.
So, which are you?
What?
A runner? Or a fighter?
Usually both. But today, I think it's time to run. I'll finish my business with Armenia Dalto soon enough. For now, you can have this little war of yours. I'm out of it. See you around, cute stuff. Let's go, boys. We're done here on Tria. Oh, and hey, cutie. Give the doctor my regards.
What an odd woman.
Amara, are you all right?
As I said, her pathetic weapon can't hurt me now.
No, it is not possible. How did you...
The energy from your weapon has been absorbed. Prepare yourself for death, Dr. Borsch.
No. No.
No, Borsch, come back.
It's of no consequence. She can't escape me now. No one can.
Amara, wait. Before you do anything rash, think about this. If you slide that medallion in its place, you may change your fate forever.
That's the plan, Doctor.
Now look, haven't you enjoyed your time with Gray and I aboard the TARDIS? Haven't we become your family? Can you so easily set all that aside, my dear?
For the power that awaits? Oh, yes, Doctor. You have no idea how long she has waited.
She?
The spirit of Leniara has been lying dormant for many thousands of years. Don't you see, Doctor? We were meant to go to Lexus. I was meant to go there and become one with her. And now, this is the time of her awakening. And she will be awakened. In me.
Doctor, I think maybe it's time we got out of here.
I can't just leave her. Amara, please.
This is goodbye, Doctor. You were a useful pawn.
Amara, no!
Ha! Yeah! I haven't seen this kind of action since the Battle of Shlangi.
I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
Watch out, your ladyship.
Thanks. I owe you one.
I make it three now, actually.
I was right. You are enjoying this. Maybe a little too much.
Well, I came here to do some killing. I never imagined I'd get to do it 100-fold.
You will never understand how primitive societies can find pleasure in combat.
Primitive?
Yes, like you. Basic and primitive.
You can't tell me you're not enjoying this on some level.
Never!
You sure about that?
Down, Braxa! Okay, I must admit, I did rather enjoy that.
You did?
Yes, because I just evened the score.
Father, it's Junik. I see him coming from the palace. I was wrong about him. He is very brave.
And so is his brother. I am proud of both of my sons.
Father, look out! No! Father! You shecking monster!
Kala! Father!
You are too late, my brother.
Father!
My sons. Fighting together. You have both done me so proud.
Father, no.
He is gone, Jack. We must honor his death by slaying many of our enemies. Fight at my side now, my brother. Die with me.
If that's what it comes down to, I will be very proud to do so, Kala.
Yes, I have found it. The secret medallion of Mancala. Just lying here, discarded, waiting for me to discover it and fulfill my destiny. Yes, yes, Mancala. I can feel you growing within me.
Braxa, are you hit?
No. Vrelit. That was Jalea's ship. Vetna's got away.
I'm sorry, Braxa. But maybe it was for the best, you know?
You could be right. But someday our paths will cross again.
And then what happens? You kill her in cold blood?
When are you going to get it into your thick skull, Lady Grey? I'm a mercenary. By definition, my life is violent. You owe me two again.
I'll repay my debt. I always repay my debts.
Well, so do I. And I owe Jalea, Grey. Do you understand?
In a funny sort of way, I want to.
What's that?
It looks like... it's the Betas, and Snuff is with them!
So the little runt managed to do it after all. He must be pretty persuasive.
Snuff has made it! Snuff has found his friend Braxa!
Get down, you stupid...
No! Snuff! You shocking monsters!
Grey! Grey! You got him! They're dead!
Rathalorn. I understand now, Braxa. Now I understand your thirst for revenge!
I feel her! I feel Lenier coming to life within me!
Amara!
This feels so good! I feel so alive!
Doctor, what's happening?
She's being possessed. She's being taken over by the life essence of Lenira.
But how is that possible? That makes no scientific sense.
Perhaps it's merely beyond what we know or understand about science, Jip.
Can we leave now, Doctor? What's happening, Doctor?
This must be the moment of transference. The point of no return for Amara.
But what does that mean?
For all intents and purposes, it means that Amara, Amara I knew, is dead.
I don't want to do this anymore, Braxa.
Gray, what are you doing? Pick up your weapon and fight!
I don't like this feeling!
Who likes to fight, but at times it's necessary? Gray!
I can't do it. I think I'd rather die.
You don't mean that.
Look around us. It's nothing but senseless violence.
You know what? I'm sorry, Gray, but we do not have time to have this deep discussion. We'll both be killed.
I know. You're right. I'm sorry.
Then will you pick up your weapon and rejoin the fight?
Yes, right. Braxa, no! Are you all right?
Do I look all right to you?
Well, you're alive. Where were you hit?
I really wouldn't like to tell you.
Oh, come on, Braxa. There's no time for games.
I'm not playing any games, Your Ladyship.
Then tell me where you were hit.
Okay, they shot me in the Rima. Are you happy now?
Oh, I see.
This is not funny.
I know.
I'm so happy you find my pain amusing.
Now, come on. Let's get you out of here so we can tend to this.
No, I'm just fine.
Braxa, we have to get you out of the line of fire before they hit something above the belt.
Shick. Fine. Then help me up if you can.
Come on, then. I've got you.
I don't believe this.
Come on, Doctor! We need to get out of here!
I can't leave her, Jip!
There is nothing you can do! If it's as you say, she's dead already! We gotta get out of here!
Oh, all right.
Wait time, Lord.
Amara?
Amara no longer resides here. I am the goddess Leniera. I have slept for centuries, waiting. And now is the time of my awakening.
What do you want?
I want my world back.
Your world is dead, Lenira. You are long forgotten. Your people have left you behind. Remember, you and your band of followers left this world eons ago.
The children of Lanios will return, Time Lord. You must realize this.
No. Lexus is dead. We were there, don't you remember? You tried to take over my young friend then, but you failed.
So you were meant to think. But I have laid dormant within the deepest parts of her mind since you left that sacred place. I have waited patiently just beneath the surface. Are you so feeble, Time Lord? Could you not see? Or should I say, hear? Could you not hear my very spirit within your young companion? Amara has laid dormant within her own body. You see, I have been slowly emerging all this time. I was with you all along, but you did not know. This was as I intended. I was merely awaiting this moment to fully reveal myself.
Your time is past, Lenira. You are a relic of a forgotten age, Andrea.
As I said, the children of Lanio should return. Within the Chamber of the Lost was far more than the dead bodies that you found there.
I don't understand.
Doctor!
Within these walls, dormant and waiting, are the seeds of a whole new race.
What? You mean there is a race bank on Lexos?
Yes. The seeds of my followers, the future of Tria. As soon as I have dealt with Madkala and disposed of this so-called queen, my children shall rise up again to take their rightful place beside me here on Trian soil.
But Madkala is not here on Tria, Linnea. She doesn't exist anymore, if she ever did.
You lack faith, Tai Lord. Madkala is here. I can feel her.
Doctor, what's happening?
I honestly don't know, Jim Madland.
My Alpha, we are receiving heavy resistance from the natives of this planet. It seems the three classes are fighting together, and they are being joined by many of the alien races that have come for the Queen's Conference. Should we call for reinforcements and crush these pathetic creatures once and for all? Yes! My Alpha, what is happening? This planet is unstable.
No, this is not seismic activity. Our mistress has awakened. She will deal with these primitive fools now. Gather your soldiers. The next phase of our plan will now go into motion. We will leave this planet and await the next orders.
Yes, my Alpha.
What is that? An earthquake?
This whole place will come down around us. Great place you've found us. I thought you said you were going to find us someplace safe to tend to my wound.
Well, how could I have known?
What now?
We must find the Doctor, Amara, and Jip. We've got to get off this planet before we all get killed.
No kidding.
Just shut up and come on.
What do you think I'm trying to do?
Gratiatsir Asterus.
Lord Chancellor Harness.
What are you doing with this mercenary?
Trying to get him to safety.
He has been wounded in the defense of our world?
Yes.
Then he shall be treated as a hero. I will have my aides attend your wounds.
Thank you. That's very kind of you, Your Highness.
We haven't much time. Gratiatsir Asterus, you will come with me. We must leave Tria.
But I thought you were going to help us.
There are things going on here beyond anyone's control. I'm sorry, Thena. Gallifrey must look after its own now.
Typical. Oh, well, do as you feel you must, Lord Hannes. I don't know why anything you do at this point should surprise me.
Ah, here's Dalto. Captain, will you get us off this planet? Once in space, we shall discuss the future of our alliance.
Of course, Lord Hannes.
Gratiatsir Asterus, let us be away from here.
No! I won't go back.
You young fool. You can't stay here.
I'm not staying here. I'm going with the Doctor.
Don't be ridiculous, girl. The Doctor is a fool. He will only lead you to your destruction.
If that is true, then I'd rather die for what I believe in and the people I care about than go back to following your orders.
You will live to regret this choice, young lady. This I promise you. Come, Dalto.
After you, Lord Hannes.
You could be right, you know. You may live to regret your decision.
I don't believe that, Braxa. No. I think I've just made the best decision of my life.
Come, we must go where it is safe.
Is there such a place?
Yes, of course there is. Now come.
The monsters are leaving our world. Victory! We have victory! We did it, my brother.
So it seems, Kala. So it seems.
The goddess shakes the ground to scare our enemies off Tria.
I have a feeling this is something more than the goddess trying to save us. Perhaps we should go to the palace and see if anyone needs help there.
You are right, Jack. We shall go.
Laniera, I have come for you.
So, after all these centuries, we can at last continue our ancient conflict, Madkala.
You mean conclude it. And it will finish with your destruction, Laniera.
I will not be the one to perish.
Ladies! Ladies, please! Isn't there some peaceful way to resolve your dispute?
Silence, Time Lord. You have no place here. You should not even be here on this planet. For trespassing on my sacred ground, you shall now pay with your life.
You have been listening to Doctor Who Purity, Part 6, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred in order of appearance. Rachel Rumler as Amara, Victoria Gordon as Dr. Borsch, David Ramsey as Jip, Jeff Niles as the Doctor, Julie Hoverson as Queen Sina, Steve Anderson as Prince Dara, David Ault as Lord Hannes, Sally Wiggett as Captain Jalea, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Dalto, Phil Colvin as Julian, Kyle Hebert as Braxa, Sarah Gerard as Gray, Shane Harris as Kala, Russell Gold as Juna, Jeff Niles as Snuff, and Jonathan Patrick Russell as the Harbin Lieutenant and the Harbin Alpha. The Doctor Who theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn, based on the original Doctor Who theme as composed by Ron Grainer and the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod, and stock music was also used. The post-production editor and co-producer was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Please note that this audio range is not intending to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. This series features the character, Grey, which was created by Kyle Bors, who retains all rights to that character. Special thanks go out to Ron Smith, Kyle Bors, Aurora McPherson, and James Leeper. Without their participation along the way, none of this would be possible. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Join us next time for Part 7, the concluding episode of Purity, coming your way soon from Dream Realm Enterprises. The story, Purity, as written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, is copyright Dream Realm Enterprises 2017. All rights reserved. Remember, Dream Realm Enterprises is a not-for-profit organization. This is a labor of love. What we do for you, our fans. Thank you for your continued support.
This program is copyright 2017, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.